Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love you. Love is strange. Lot of people. Take it for a game. Once you get.
It's Mickey and Sylvia bringing this back from the Wayback Machine, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with you. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. So we're celebrating Veterans Day. This is, I dedicate one day a year to nothing but veterans, the people who are still, who served us, who stood a post, and who are still with us. And they consider themselves to be veterans. I've, as you know, I expand my definition of a veteran is someone who signed up as a member of the military and trained and continued to train and spent multiple years serving their government, whether they were active duty or reserve or guard. Because here's what you got to remember, folks. When you're a member of a reserve unit or a guard unit, you could be in more danger of being in harm's way than some members of the active duty. If you're a member of certain units, you could be a lot closer to being snatched up by the government and pulled out of your civilian life and put in a post with your MOS, your job description, so to speak, either you individually or your unit. You could be in more danger. There are situations where you could be in more likelihood of that happening to you than if you were, you know, in a lot of jobs in the military. People who have MOSs that aren't likely to put them in harm's way. So when you know that, when you sign up, when you join those units, and you know that could happen, because you're told that could happen. You've got a duffel bag under your bed ready to go in 48 hours, some people have been. Then, in my opinion, you're a veteran. You might not be available. You might not be. You might not have availability of benefits like some active duty people. Not to minimize them at all. No, nobody's minimizing them. No question about that. But you might not have the access to benefits, but when people say, "Are you a veteran?" you can say yes, as far as I'm concerned. And the government is moving in that direction. They've made some changes, as I pointed out earlier in the hour. So the veteran situation, the veteran landscape is changing a little bit. The largest generation of veterans now are the post-Gulf War veterans. They've now exceeded the Vietnam-era veterans, the ones since 1990, since the first Gulf War, and then through the Iraq War, and now the Afghanistan War, we've never had a period of time. Even the Vietnam War, which ran on a long time, we've never had a period of time where we've been at war this long, and that's created a lot of veterans. And you might say, well, okay, what's your point? Well, my point is we've got a lot of veterans, and those veterans deserve a lot of. In my opinion, they deserve some deference. But meanwhile, you have fewer and fewer Americans who are veterans, who have that experience and who maybe are maybe less inclined to be deferential to a veteran. Members of our Congress are very few, much smaller percentage of our members of our Congress, of our government, have military backgrounds. So I wonder about that. I wonder about their commitment to our veterans, because we've still got millions of people out there who have served, who have benefits, who deserve benefits coming to them, whether it be educational, whether it be healthcare benefits, it could be some kind of access to capital for a home or a business, retirement benefits, those kinds of things. Special needs from being injured in the ways that could only happen if you were standing a post in harm's way, against an enemy of this country. These are people who put themselves in those positions on behalf of our nation. And so I'm not worried about it, but I do think it's worth noting that that the number of veterans have grown, but the number of people who have those experiences, who are in are voting, and who have are decision makers about what those people will have in the future, those numbers are declining. And so that is something I think is worthy. Again, maybe not of concern, but it's worthy of noting, it's worthy of talking about, it's worthy of pointing out that we can't leave these people behind, these veterans behind, and that if they volunteered, they raised their hand and they said I'll go. That's what they said. They raised their hand and they said, "Take me. I'll go." Take me, I'll go. They stepped across, they stepped forward when the country said, "I need you." And they said, "Take me, I'll go." We need to make sure we take care of those people. And as I've said in the last hour, and I'm going to say it again, I'll keep saying it. If you have an opportunity to interview a prior military service individual for a job, I promise you, 99 out of 100 times, you'll be impressed with that individual. If you hire them, you'll be better off, and you'll thank me later. I'm going to take a quick break. It's Veterans Day in America. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. I got a high-rise car.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.